I want to tell you something that's very important. Very important. And I've written it down, actually, so that I'll say it right. Listen to this. God is always with his people, and he will always take care of them. Will you remember that? God is always with his people, and he'll always take care of them. One time, there was a very wicked king. He was the king of a land called Syria. Sometimes Syria is up in the news today, in our news today, but it's a very ancient land, and there was a king of Syria. And he was waging war against God's people, Israel. And he wanted really to destroy them. He wanted just to really block them out of existence altogether. And so he gathered his armies, and he trained his armies, and he got them ready. And he sat down with his advisors. He had a council of war, and he sat down with this council of war, and he worked out where he was going to attack the Israelites. He would attack them here, or he would attack them there, or he would attack them the other place. Each time, boys and girls, he decided on a plan of action to go and attack them, say, in place A, he discovered that their plans had been found out, and that the Israelite army were able actually to take action to really stop the attack, or to escape before they got there. And the king of Syria was really cross, really cross. He thought there was a traitor amongst his council of war. And he called them all together one day and he said, listen, he said, there's somebody in here who's a traitor. Every time we make plans to go and attack Israel, somebody tells the king of Israel and they can counter our attack. They can stop us. Who is it? Nobody owned up. He said, well, I'm going to find out. I want to find out who it is. And one of his counselors said, stopped and said, king, I'll tell you what's happening. There's a man of God called Elisha. And he is so close to God and talking to God and God talking to him that he is able to tell the people of Israel your plans just as soon as you have made them. See, God was looking after his people. And he was telling Elisha what was happening so that Elisha could then go and warn his own people, the people of Israel, against the army of Syria. So the king of Syria said, right, he said, we'll get this man, Elisha. We'll kill him. Where is he? And they got a report back, and the report back said, he's in a city or a town called Dothan. Dothan, you don't have to remember that, but it's a town called Dothan. And it was a walled city. It was a city with walls around it. Most of the cities in those days had walls around them. That's how they protected themselves and shut the gates at night and they stopped robbers getting in or invading armies or whatever. But it was a walled city called Dothan. And so the king of Syria said, right, get the army. We're going to surround Dothan. And they got his army and they marched. And they marched overnight. And they camped round this city of Dothan. They besieged it, we would say. They laid siege to the city because they weren't going to let Elisha escape. They weren't going to let him escape. And the next morning, when it was morning, Elisha's servant got up. And I suppose he got up maybe to make his master his breakfast. I don't know whether it had cornflakes or Weetabix in those days or not. Probably not. But whatever his breakfast was going to be, Elisha's servant got up to look after him. And he looked out. And there, outside the city walls, he saw this great army of Syrians, and he was frightened. He was frightened. Here's what he says. Alas, my master, what shall we do? Because he saw all these horses and chariots and this big army around the place. And he said, we're dead. We're done for. The king of Syria has come with his army, and he's going to destroy you, my master Elisha. Listen to this. Elisha answered him, do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open my servant's eyes that he may see. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. Behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Now, what happened, boys and girls, was this. You see, the Syrian army were all round the city. And the young man was afraid, and he said, Elisha, we're done for, you're dead. And Elisha prayed to God, said, God, open this young man's eyes so that he can see that beyond the Syrian army and the king of Syria, there's another army, the army of God. And the young man looked and he saw, and the army of God, those who were there to protect Elisha and the people of God, were surrounding the king of Syria's army. And you know what happened, boys and girls, very quickly? Elisha prayed and he said this, strike this people, I pray, with blindness. And he struck them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. And the army of Syria, the men of Syria, were blinded so that they could not actually attack the city of Dothan and kill the man of God. God always cares for his people, and he always looks after them. And Elisha and his servant escaped, because Elisha had more work to do, and God had more work for Elisha to do, and they escaped, and the king of Syria and his army were beaten, and they went home defeated. What did we say at the very beginning? God is always with his people and will always take care of them. Can you see God here today in this church? No, none of us can. Sure, we can't. We can't see God. But is he here? Of course he is. He's here. And he's here to take care of those who love him and who are his children. And I want just to remind you today that if you're God's child, if you ask Jesus Christ to be your Savior, and the Lord Jesus lives in your heart, then you can be sure that wherever you go in life, and whatever you do, and whatever happens to you, God will always be with you, and will always take care of you. Will you remember that story about Elisha and the king of Syria, will you? Okay.